get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Coming down under the pressure. Maybe I'm just not that clever. I am just an organism stuck inside the mechanism. I can't trust my intuition. It's been lost to pessimism. I'm fine. My mind's alright. I'm fine. I'm fine. My mind's alright. I get up, I go out, see my friend, let him with the crowd. Smile and wave, swirl around, like I'm glad it'll figure out. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Coming down under the pressure. Maybe I'm just not that clever. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Lost my mind, whatever. I can't get my shit together. Nobody knows my secret. My life's in total disarray. I can't seem to find the pieces to put it back together again. I get up, I go out, see my friends, blending with the crowd. Smell and wave, swirl around, like I'm glad it'll figure out. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Coming down under the pressure. Maybe I'm just not that clever. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Lost my mind, whatever. I can't get my shit together. I'm not fine. Lost my mind's alright. I'm fine. I'm fine. Lost my mind's alright. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Coming down under the pressure. Maybe I'm just not that clever. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Lost my mind, whatever. I can't get my shit together. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Coming down under the pressure. Maybe I'm just not that clever. I can't get my shit together. I take pills, I don't get better. Lost my mind, whatever.
Get my shit together. Okay, hi. Everybody.
Well, welcome, Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray, bud? Thanks for joining us. Good to see you in here.
All right. Hey, we're on Facebook Live if you want to see our mugs.
What we look like, we're on
well,
video.
I think he knows what we look like. That's why I'm like, when I was framing up the shot, I'm like, you know, people want to see you. They don't want to see me. So if I'm like within half the shot, it does not really hit me.
That's not true, baby. That's not true.
It's very true.
maybe I'm biased, but I still have a crush on you. So what can I say? But hopefully, of course, Mr. A, you, but that for that matter, everybody else, hopefully all of you are doing wonderfully. As we always say.
I'm sure. Especially Mr. A.
Of course. Mm-hmm. We love you, Mr. A. But it's something in the Middle East. There is the biggest amount of rainfall and biggest amount of flooding that's ever hit the Middle East in 75 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, for one, what I saw is that in Dubai, there's 1 year's worth of flooding or 1 year's worth of rain that hit within 12 hours.
Okay.
That's a lot. And also, well, this is sad. Around 70 people have been killed by heavy rains in Afghanistan over the past 5 days. So it's a lot. There's a lot of rain hitting the Middle East.
A lot of stuff going around.
There is.
I know Timmy looks like a retired mobster reject. Joining me.
Stop that. Well, it's funny. Usually what we hear is he looks like a police officer. Because he does. He looks like a cop.
One side or the other.
I could see that. And you've played. You haven't played a mobster, but you've played basically mobster type before.
Criminals
before.
I played the last one in Rami. I played a cop.
But you did.
The other one I always get callbacks for is that one, the Facebook page, the one we said before. Can you type it in?
Which one?
Timmy Boy Comedy Podcast.
Okay, just a second.
Well, Mr. A has you on Facebook, right? Jolene Carpenter?
Actually, I'm not sure. Are we on, are we Facebook friends? I'm really not sure, Mr. A.
If you're Facebook friends with her. Hey, Maven, what's up, girl?
Thanks for joining us, Maven. Good to see you.
What's good? Oh, okay. Well, then, Maven, we're on Facebook Live, too, so if you want to go on that.
Yeah. If you go on Facebook Live, Timmy Boy Comedy Podcast.
Type your name and my name.
All right.
Oh, Carpenter. All right. Friend request her and friend request me. And then the name of the podcast is, type it in.
I'll type it again.
Yep. And then if the Maven wants to see. So, but if you find Jolene, she can friend request you or...
I can accept your request.
And then you can see with her what you know, what group she belongs to or whatever.
It's true.
I don't know how that works. Hey, my man, what's up, bud?
Thanks for joining you.
My man. Just like say, Mamad, if you want to Facebook request Jolene Carpenter, Tim Schubel, and then that
Timmy Boy Comedy Podcast,
you can see us Facebook Live.
Yeah. Because we're doing live video right now.
Right smackin' now.
That's right.
Woohoo.
Exactly. Woof, woof.
Woof. Of course.
Oh, Mamad, of course.
Of course. What's up, bro?
Hey, Mamad. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing...
I'm trying to turn you up.
Yeah, because you're very, very quiet.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
But that's not you. That's me. Hold on. Well, go ahead. Keep talking.
Just installed the app, and I don't know how it works. What am I doing now?
Well, he said he
just keep talking.
He just installed the app. He doesn't know what he's doing.
What app?
You're on. He's on Podbean, right?
Yeah, I'm just.
Which app?
Yeah, Podbean. Exactly.
All right. So, are you on Facebook? Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, if you're on Podbean, I don't know. You know what? Let me see if I can do... Oh, shit.
What, video on Podbean?
Hold on. You just worry about this right now?
Yes.
Hold on. Oh, damn it.
Well, for what it's worth, as Tim is figuring this out...
I'm going to do some... looks of things. You must have a lot of money. What do you mean, the looks of things? Who's that supposed to be? But I'm going to try to do some...
Are you being sarcastic, Mr. A?
I'm going to try to do some... Give me a second, Mohammed. I'm going to try to do some IT shit here.
Yeah, but what it is, yeah, right now, you're new...
Some would say nerd alert.
There you go. Welcome to Podbean, Mohammed. What it is, like, we're doing a live episode right now. We're also doing it live on video on Facebook Live. But, of course, we're on Podbean as well, too. You listen to the podcast and you can type in comments, you can call in like you did, and you just interact. That's all there is. And if you don't want to interact who's doing a podcast, you can just listen if you want to.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tap the show.
But welcome to it, Mamad. Where's home for you? Where are you from, Mamad?
Actually, I'm from Asia.
From Asia. Very cool. Where in Asia?
Japan.
I really love to say this. I really love my country, but I actually think that other people, public, doesn't have a great idea about my country.
Okay.
Iran, and we have really great people here, but you know, the government made situations not good for us, actually, you know?
Okay. Well, if you don't want to say where you're from, that's okay. We're hoping you're happy and healthy where you're at home right now.
Yep.
Oh, of course it's okay. I love my country.
Well, that's good.
Wink, wink. We know. I love mine too. Look, but you know what? Every country can do better. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. And we're from the United States. We live in New York, New York. New York City.
Very good. Very good.
And that's, like, whenever I tell people, like, oh, you'll never understand this, that, and the other thing, these people never got a lawyer. Like, look, you know, through the thousands and thousands of years. First of all,
different ideas, and they have their own ideas about other countries, other people, but
yeah,
you cannot judge anyone until you see them, you chat with them, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, if you think about it, well, it's a pretty amazing world that we live in.
Yeah.
And how we got here, and just through everything, we're this big fucking rock that's spinning, hurling through space.
Yeah.
How we're able to coexist with animals and plants, and it all kind of worked out to where, you know, we need the oxygen, and the plants need what we put out, and it's a whole symbiotic thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how that's all working out. You know, what we take for granted.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm the first one to take everything for granted. If I need to, you know, if I need to go across town to have something benefit me, I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do this for?
Even if we have to go to another borough to do something.
You know, even if it's like, hey, somebody's coming to give you money. I'm like, how much? You know, I put, you know, so I am pretty spoiled that way, but. You know,
well, we're very lucky
and
here
everybody,
in New York City.
Yeah, anytime you open up the paper or anything like that, this one's yelling and this one's phased and about that one. And
yeah.
My God's better than your God. And
yeah.
And I get that those.
Yeah.
And you know what? I get it. I get both sides feel that the other one's not being fair and everything like that. I get it.
Yeah.
And because
there have been massive wrongs, massive atrocities
on
yeah,
both
that have
sides,
actually been committed.
Yeah, on both sides. And again, I'm actually, I am taking sides, like with the Yankees and the Mets, they're both New York teams.
Yeah.
And the New York Islanders and the New York Rangers are both New York teams.
Yeah.
But I do have favorites. I have the Rangers and the Yankees. But look, I want both teams to win, but that's not going to happen. I want Israel to just live in peace, and it seems like everybody's blaming Israel for anything. Anything,
yeah,
everything and everything.
Because why can't Palestine
and,
live in peace?
You know, and first of all, Palestine, anytime I turn around, these people are blocking traffic for people that's just trying to get home after a long day.
Well, here in New York.
Here in New York, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be 60 next month. You know, and I don't work full-time anymore, but I remember what it was like getting up at 4 in the morning, getting home at 8 o'clock at night. The last thing I want to do is sit in traffic because somebody wants to yell their opinion in my face. That's no way to get me on your side.
I get what you're saying on that. But then I also get, too, it's the whole thing, like you'd said, yeah, I want Israel to live in peace, too, but I want Palestine to live in peace.
I know, but...
It's not one or the other. It's
know,
not like it's only
right
one
now,
gets to live in peace.
Know,
there's a real problem.
I know, but
that
right
they're
now...
they're being cutted against each other.
I do. I understand that, but it does seem like Palestine constantly seems... to be the constant aggressor here in the States and in Palestine.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And they even said that, you know, when they were going in the thick of it, that they were using the hospitals
Well, it's not just Palestine. It's a terrorist group, Hamas.
Hamas. I know.
Saying, yeah.
But
and Hamas and Palestine are not the same thing.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay.
Everybody has this right to live free and live safe, but sometimes governments makes us think about them, makes us think in the way they want.
Of
course, it's important to me that somebody is not safe, somebody is not comfortable in their own country. But, I don't know, I think our government is doing more than they should.
Yeah, well, I always remember that, you know, you hear the quote, or the supposed quote from the Bible, you know, the regular, you know, Bible that's been around forever. Oh, the love of money is the root of all evil. They say the money is the root of all evil. And it's actually not quote. That's not the quote. The quote is the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you think about it, that's true. Money can do a lot of great fucking things.
It really can.
Amazing things.
Why can't you?
I just read this article with Seth MacFarlane, and you know, they're going on season 22 of Family Guy. He's like, look, it brings a lot of people joy.
Yeah.
It employs a lot of people. No one wants to quit anytime soon. It's still getting good ratings. And you know what? I don't need, he goes, I can still take my family out to dinner on a Friday night and have a lot of money left over to support the rainforest.
Which is nice.
He goes, so why would I stop?
Yeah. Yeah, why would you?
Right. So, but that always gets misquoted, the whole money's the root of all evil. No, it's the love of money. Because when you can't get enough and you're like I notice this with a lot of people that have had drug problems. Once they stop with the drugs or alcohol, their next addiction is money.
Huh.
Because it's something that they, oh my God, I spent so much money on it. Now, oh my God, money, 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 money. It's just another addiction.
Okay.
And they actually worse at that addiction because they do things that they never would have done for drugs, you know.
Or is it something
where they actually start to, you know, do illegal shit through insurance companies and they start to get involved in scams and think of a few people in particular.
Well, it's trying to find your place. I feel like it's always trying to find your place. On some level. Because again, money can do really wonderful things and loving that. I see nothing wrong with that.
But you know what? They did this study and I do think we do have that inherent right and wrong switch.
Yeah.
They did this study. They put, was it 1 or 2 year old in a room?
Yeah.
And then they put like a little baby, like maybe 6 months or 8 months.
Okay.
In the room a little bit later. And, you know, and they were looking through a window and the baby kind of went like this because the mom came in and gave the baby attention.
Yeah.
And not the older one.
Okay.
The baby looked around and hit it.
Yeah. Wait, hit what?
The little kid, because he was getting the attention from the mom that it was his attention.
Yeah.
Point is, he looked around to make sure there's that inherent, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Let me make sure they don't see that I do this. Yeah.
But that was that inherent, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
So I do think we have that inherent right from wrong. Like Mr. A says that, you know, I have a lot of money. I'll trade you. I smell the feel. Can't think. You know what? I do. There's nothing like the smell of money. This is even worse. If you're ever at a bar.
Yeah.
And you have like it doesn't matter what denomination, but you have paper money.
Yeah.
And there's spilled like whiskey. It has to be like whiskey or Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
All over the bar with like some melted ice. If that paper gets that scent on that money, there's no better smell in the world.
The smell of the whiskey?
Of the money permeated on the, you know,
on the whiskey.
On the whiskey. The whiskey gets sucked up into that paper.
That's something.
God, that smell is so good. Mr. A knows I'm talking about.
There you go. But yeah, because Mr. A says, I must be evil because I love money, the smell, the feel, counting it, I love it. I get that logic.
But no, it's because
again,
see,
it can
no,
do good
I don't
things.
Think. Again, Mr. A, he loves dogs. He loves his family. He's not fighting dogs. He's not betting dogs and fighting dogs and
he's
selling
not a,
his.
He's not a thief.
Well,
that's
and
the
he's
big
not
thing. He's not a thief.
Selling, you know, he's not in the flesh trade of any kind.
Yeah, which is theft on another level.
Well,
yeah,
depending certain age.
Well,
and I'm not even
on,
talking about certain age.
Well, I was gonna say, are the people involved willing participants?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even so, even if they are, hey, Mama, sorry, but even if they are, I've met some 21-year-olds that shouldn't be having sex because they're just like 14-year-olds.
I get that. Yeah, I definitely get it. And Mr. A says, well, I pled the fifth.
See?
That's all right, Mr.
You see,
A.
You obviously have a good attorney, so I know that ain't cheap.
There you go. That's smart. Oh, man.
So.
Well, actually.
Mom had said he was from?
He didn't say.
Oh, okay. But
and
it's
that's okay.
Asia, right?
Yeah, he said Asia. He said he loves his country, but Mamad, you know what? You don't have to tell us. Don't have to tell our listeners. Tell us where you're from. We appreciate you for calling in and wishing you safety and happiness and health.
Yes. Not in that order.
Or it could be in that order. Whatever works.
You want.
And I saw this. This is actually connected to, speaking of theft, there is a Caribbean ambassador who is actually calling for a global action to establish a slavery tribunal. This is David Comision of the Barbados. Well, he's the Barbados ambassador to the Caribbean community called CARICOM. And it's a tribunal on atrocities.
Tribunal.
Is that how you say it? Not tribunal?
Right.
Tribunal. I apologize for mispronouncing it. It's a tribunal on atrocities dating to transatlantic slavery. He's saying that a tribunal is needed as there are no international courts properly equipped to deal with reparations claims of such a magnitude and complexity.
Right.
Now, for this tribunal to actually come into place and be fully functional, it will need the UN General Assembly, which is the main policymaking organ of the organization, to approve it.
Right.
Now, a quote from him is, he said, "Let us all rally around the forum and make this happen." So far, there are representatives from other nations, including Guyana and Venezuela, that are calling for him. They're echoing what he's saying, like, yeah, let's do this. Because it's controversial. Like, well, why do we need to do this? Well, because from slavery back to the Middle Ages, we've really never made up for it.
Who's we, Kimo Zabi?
We as in countries as a whole. Countries that had slaves, we never made up for it. There's still, like, racism came to be because of slavery. And it never went away. And, of course, people of color are treated worse in places where slavery used to be. It's just things never got better because we never made up for it. And there was never even, he's calling for a worldwide apology for, we're sorry we did this to you. That never even happened.
Yeah. I think there's a whole worldwide pecking order for that stuff.
Yeah. That's why they're
like
saying.
It goes from who's on top. It's like,
yes,
you can get a white dude.
Yeah.
And then.
Always going to be a white dude.
Then I would actually at this point say Latino. Then a black dude and a white woman kind of equal out.
I could see that on some level.
And then it all depends if you have a thick accent in how you carry yourself.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
No, you could go from a white guy.
Yeah.
And being a total moron in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You could go all the way back down the rung. Because I've known a couple people that were smart enough to know they were in executive positions.
Yeah.
They knew they had stepped in shit because it was the IT world.
Yeah.
They had stepped in shit when IT was just, hey, you work at this company and do you want to go here and do that? And okay. You just got to manage like 6 people. Okay. And then 12 and 24. And then it just, okay, I'm this.
Yeah.
They were smart enough never to talk in public or at least very little. Because the whole one, definitely, these people coming up are way smarter than me.
There you go.
So
the less you say, the better sometimes.
Again,
okay.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
So, And I know that too, except for on this podcast. And my father had said to me too, that's what's funny. He had said to me too many times, just don't forget what you say, you know, on my podcast. Once it's out there,
yeah,
you can never... you know, take it back.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I felt like saying, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm not like that. What I felt like saying, because there's many times, you know, as you know, people asked, you know, what do you talk about on this podcast of yours? Jolyn would say this, you know, explaining a little bit. Yeah, people think he's funny. Jolyn would say, yeah, a lot of people do, and I, including me.
Yeah.
You know, like what? And she would say something that I actually thought, because I really don't think I'm too funny.
But you're hilarious.
I'm okay funny.
No, you are really freaking funny. You are hilarious. So I was going to say, don't be modest. You are really funny.
But there's funny, and there's clever, and then there's funny. Clever's at the bottom of the line. I might be clever sometimes.
No, not
but anyway.
True. Not true. You're funny.
Nonetheless.
Anyways, you're saying.
Nonetheless. So, gotta love them though. So Jolyn explains why I forgot what it even was.
Well, the characters you play are hilarious.
You had said something. We had just done a podcast, and you had said, you know, the beginning and the end of the joke.
Yeah.
And I was laughing because it was hysterical. And I don't usually laugh at my own stuff. And my father's just dead face. He's looking at you like, oh, but that's it. Like, he didn't get it was the end of the joke.
Yeah.
And he's not senile.
No,
and
he's not.
He's like, that's it.
Your dad is smart.
You think that's funny? And Jeremy's like, oh, yeah, I do. He looks at me, you think that's funny? I'm like, oh, I kind of think it was. And he goes, oh, as long as you guys think it's funny, I guess that's. But he looked like he was just so, like.
Confused.
No, kind of like, in my flesh and blood. I raised him, but he ain't my flesh and blood. I don't know, man. Like, hey, I can only spend so much time with the kid. I don't think too much more time would have mattered.
Oh, yeah.
Another 10 hours a week wouldn't have mattered. Look what happened.
Well, it's very much, I love it too. I mean, I love your parents. Your parents are wonderful
people.
Yeah,
see now my mom.
Yeah.
My mom is the enabler. She'll laugh at all the stupid shit I would say.
I can
because,
see that.
You know,
because
she would legitimately think it.
Well, it's because you are funny.
But I
You're
laugh,
very funny.
But I laugh harder that my at my dad's face for not laughing.
Yeah.
Makes what I had apparently said that wasn't funny,
even
funnier. Even
funnier, right? Yeah.
If it wasn't funny then, it certainly is now just by that face.
Well, I love the way your mom put it this way too, but your dad said it more than once to me too. He's like, well, you know what? Well, we used to call it, you know, back in our day and age, we used to call it blue language.
No, but it was.
And your mom went, oh, blue language. Oh, yes, yes, that's what it is.
But it wasn't even
exactly.
A case of that. It was something else.
He doesn't get your sense of humor.
No, it's just, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mean, he's funny. He makes me laugh.
It's funny.
And he's like, I do?
Yeah.
Why do I make you laugh? I'm like, and
you
I point
like
to him,
your dad.
That.
Yes.
If you, just what you did right now, cracks me up. Oh, I'm glad I can entertain you.
That's a good impression of him.
Look, Julian, I don't have too much time left on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it because my dad is 92.
He is.
But he's always said that. Even if he's like a kid.
Yeah, you've said that. It's been how many decades he's always said that.
God forgive me, but he always said that. You know, I don't know how much time I've got left.
Well, hoping
and
he
I,
has
I
a
feel
lot
like saying,
more time
you know what,
left.
Dad, at this point, I don't either. Like, oh, you're talking about patience. Oh, I talk about patience. You're talking about time left. Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm talking about patience.
Totally different.
Totally different, you are. But you know, I love you.
That is too funny.
You know what? As long as you're happy, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, I'm happy, Dad.
That's a good impression of your dad.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, man.
All right, Ruthie. We're going to get going. There's a lot to do.
Too funny.
Gotta take your mother to dance class.
There you
God
go.
God forbid we're 5 minutes late.
Well, she's the one teaching, so that's
no,
a lot.
She's fucking. She's fucking cracked him into shape like a fucking, a bottom bitch.
Wow, you think so?
Oh my God, the way he used to be, like, come on, birthday, like. Just miserable all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard her. Now she's just like.
She's the one in charge.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And she's what? She's 88. Hey. She's 88 or 89 now. 88,
I think. Yeah. But yeah. Hey. Hey, bottom bitch.
Oh, man.
Chop, chop.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry. This took so long.
I opened the door of the van. It's not cold. What is with that? I expect better next time, you are.
Oh, man.
Ruthie, I didn't know you were coming that fast. Yeah, well, you should.
She's the one in
You
charge.
Heard the alarm off, didn't you? Do I need to put you in that home?
Oh, that's terrible.
Why do you think... Remember, this is true.
What?
She would take her students. They would do, like, little routines.
Yeah.
They would... entertain for the nursing homes
they
around
their,
the area.
They do their shows, yeah.
Yeah, for the nursing homes around the area. Why do you think that was, Sean?
Oh, what, do you think it was a threat?
Yeah, just the whole, oh, Gerard, didn't you think that was a nice home? Mm-hmm.
So the whole, I was going to say, not the carrot. No, it's not a carrot. This is like a torch.
Oh, this is
to
the whole...
Frankenstein.
This is the whole... That's one. what was the name of that nice place?
Oh,
that
was so bad.
That was a little too expensive. How about that other place on the other side of the tracks?
The one that's not as nice.
The one where I went to plug in the electric and I got that spark.
Oh, you think
there's no handyman to come fix it?
That's where she wants to put him. Oh man, it's so bad.
I'm telling you, they have something going on. They have a whole when you go, I go thing going.
When you know what? I think you're right. I could see that for both of them.
Even my sister says, you know what? My sister's a nurse, and she goes, I don't know what kind of freaky shit they got, but they definitely got some fucking.
Well, they've been married for how many decades?
Over 65 years.
There you go.
I guess 92.
I think they've probably been married almost for like 70.
I think it's going to be going on 70 soon.
Okay.
But point being,
yeah.
You know, they've really, I've seen them in action.
Yeah.
But first of all, the few pictures I got, like with them in Germany.
Yeah.
And then
the one
at the house I had in Hackettstown.
Yeah.
The way they look at each other, man.
Yeah.
That picture in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and Germany.
That's love.
That picture of those two people belongs in every frame. The whole, like, wow, two people love each other.
This is what love is.
That is fucking, I didn't know what it was before, but man, that picture right there.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I would hope you know now.
Well, I know now, but I'm just saying that's.
Before, yeah, when you were in Hackettstown, we didn't know each other.
No.
Yeah.
But,
there you go.
Excuse me. And, in Germany,
yeah,
you were there. You weren't there at that moment. And that was pretty good for a fucking camera phone.
Yeah, it was. It's true.
And again, that's what I was telling you about, like the Google phones and everything. I don't like it. It fixes the picture, like right away.
I get that. Well, it's the whole thing. I know you've said
it
too.
It loses people's humanity.
Yeah, like you've said, you don't like how you can automatically fix it.
Yeah,
you want to see the whole thing, like somebody blinking. Mid-photo, you said, well, those pictures are important.
Are priceless.
Yeah.
Now,
vanity speaking for myself and working as a model, like, no, those are nice, but I get what you're saying.
No. See, that will be taken up by the robot court.
By robot court?
Robot court.
Now, do you think... Do you think robot court's going to be on your side or my side for that?
On my side.
Now, why is that? Because
robots
do that.
They're going to go back to every electronic device you've ever owned.
Yeah.
And they will find out, hey, did you try to at least, did you just throw it out like it was garbage?
Wait, an electronic device?
Any electronic device. A light bulb. Did you shake it to make sure it was really broken? Or did you just say it doesn't work?
And what's going to...
threw it to the fucking garbage.
And what's
didn't even recycle it.
What's going to happen if they find out there's something I threw out?
Well, not you.
What
you
kind
know,
of
I'm
so, it kind
I'm
of sounds
a good
like
robot
it's me.
Lawyer, so I can...
Wait, how are you a robot lawyer?
We'll see.
Oh, wait,
we'll
I'm going to
see. They take over. you see, I lost some real good connections.
Really?
Last week, but it's a whole other thing.
You lost some real good connections last week.
A lot of good connections.
What happened last week?
You read Boston Dynamics.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
I
did see that.
I don't know if our audience knows, but
this is
Boston
actual...
Dynamics, you know, where they made the robot dogs and the dancing
yeah.
robots. You know who bought them? Hyundai.
Yeah.
The car maker Hyundai.
Yep.
But anyway, they, let me see the way it actually read. We had it up on the other computer, but we can't get to it. Oh,
it's
we
true.
Can get to it here. No.
All right.
Just type it in. Run.
Okay. Boston Dynamics.
And,
that's
good. Robot.
There you go.
Robot.
Yep. Robot dog, yep. Robot, or just robot.
That's it. And, there you go. Retires his legendary human robot.
Or humanoid.
Humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but maybe it's... Oh, fair. That's it. Farewell, Atlas. That's what it is. Atlas shrugged because Atlas was the first model, I think. Now they got a new one. Like, Atlas... Like, the Model T. Maybe people can hear that.
You might be able to. And right now, Tim has another tab open on the computer, and we're watching. It's a video of the humanoid robot.
Yeah, if you go to newatlas.com/robotics, farewell Boston Dynamics Atlas.
There we go. That's actually pretty cool.
It's amazing new world.
Yeah.
But either way, like, as soon as they can put that body.
Yeah.
Slip that into your body and walk.
It's incredible. It's a matter of time.
Well, it's a matter of acceptance, too.
Yeah, I would
like,
think
remember
so.
That one time, maybe a year ago, I forgot what company it was, but they took a robot.
Yeah.
A humanoid robot like that.
Yeah.
And they just, like, sent it across the country because it had a battery for, like, a year.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just going to walk across the country.
Yeah.
And get input.
Yeah.
Up for itself.
Yeah, but.
Well.
But.
Guess what?
Tell them what happened with it.
Well.
I remember we talked about that. It was like maybe a year or two ago, something like that.
And unfortunately, see, that motherfucker's going to get the electric chair.
You think so?
Oh.
Oh, but from the robot court.
Oh, do you like? They're only going to be a judge and jury. There's just going to be this chair, this very. And he's going to get it in his front door like, oh my God. Congratulations, you've won. Oh my dear sir, blah, blah. Oh, look at me. And it opens up and it just automatically opens and it assembles itself. Oh, look at me.
Okay.
Big screen comes up. Look at me. Puts his feet up. All of a sudden, clamps comes on his feet and arms. And the voltage just starts going up. And on the TV is what he did to that fucking robot.
Oh, my
remember
God.
Remember me, motherfucker? I'm reincarnated to this chair.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how that shit's going to go down.
But
anyway, so this robot is literally walks. I don't want to misspeak, but I think it was from California. It made it all the way. Or it was California, Massachusetts, but it was fucking far.
I think it started in Massachusetts, or it started from the East Coast. I might be wrong, though.
You look at me wrong.
I can. Mm-hmm.
I know where
but
it
you're
ended.
Saying.
I know where it ended.
Yeah.
Mr. A knows where it ended.
Probably.
No, he does. He's right outside of it. But so this robot's walking 24 hours a day, just taking everything in, input, sending it back to home base. Middle of the night, I think it was probably West Philadelphia, some fucking guy just beats the fuck out of this thing. Throws it on the ground, starts smashing it, and basically the thing dies.
Yeah.
But, like, that was the end of that. But, yeah, it's, it wasn't a happy ending. Not, like, the happy ending that... Now, if you wound up in the Asian part of town in Philadelphia, he might have gotten a happy ending, but...
Oh.
It's not the happy ending he was going for.
What do you think? You think like Asian villages, Asian cities, Asian towns, anywhere across the country would give him a happy ending?
You think Peter Wright Price?
You think that's
and
what
he
it
knew
is?
There's certain nuances to request one.
Yep, I see it. It seems the tough streets of Philadelphia are too much for a friendly little robot from Ontario.
Oh my God! It was decapitated and stripped.
Yeah. That's a...
Wow. Yeah, them guys are fucked. It was found damaged beyond repair on the streets of Philadelphia, August 1st, 2015.
Yeah. And his name was Hitchbot.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, friendly Hitchbot. Little guy. A friendly little guy relies on human kindness.
Yeah, you're making it worse.
See, it can't move on its own. All it can do is recognize human speech and communicate. Also posts updates to social media thanks to a wireless connection. Yeah, that's a crappy thing to do. It wasn't his first trip. He traveled across Canada.
Does that make it any better?
He traveled across Canada before. I'm just saying it doesn't make
it
any better. Yeah, traveled across Canada.
Welcome to Philly, motherfucker.
There, exactly. It made.
I mean, I'm not laughing. I actually saw people that shit. I don't know why.
Wait, for Philadelphia?
No,
for
all that shit.
Okay. But yeah, it made its way across Germany and the Netherlands as well.
But actually, you, Netherlands, you said?
Yeah.
You see, I'm surprised he didn't stop in the Netherlands because they have really good drugs.
Well, then he's a robot. What benefit would good drugs be to him? You know what I mean?
For his, you know, makers.
Smuggling for... Oh, I see. You don't think the anybody working in tech and working in robotics needed the extra money for drugs?
These tech guys.
I know one tech guy.
Old tech guy. Say there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man.
And you said he was a peaceful robot?
Well, a friendly robot. Which I think counts as... that counts as peaceful. Mm. Oh, man.
See, they should have given him some... See, that's just bad robot parenting. I think actually,
yeah.
When the trials come, and they will come, like Nuremberg.
Oh, wow.
The ones that sent him out unprepared for life. That's like sending an 8-year-old to the fucking corner at 2 o'clock in the morning because you have a crack habit. Go get me some matches.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, poor choice. Very poor choice. Oh, man. But it's sad. I'm sorry that that Hitchbot came to such a sorry end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Tim is playing a Bruce Springsteen song about Philadelphia called Streets of Philadelphia. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. You're this from, right? The movie
no.
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. That was a great movie. Yeah, that was a great movie. That was a great movie. Yeah. What an excellent movie. Yeah.
But now in that shot of Tom Hanks, he did look a little chubby. Oh, I'm so skinny. Dude, you're a chubby bastard.
Well, no, you remember how as the movie went, he withered?
I know, but not in that shot.
Yeah.
See, Philadelphia's beautiful.
It is. I agree. I've been to Philadelphia before.
Yeah, but I go to West Philly. I mean, sure. You know what? I gotta say that.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna say that. There's certain places.
Well, of course, every place has their struggles.
Every does. I need to find one of those happy endings massage parlors. Why? Where do you live? Don't you live outside of Philly? They're all over on Route 73, I think.
Is it Route 73 where they're at? I honestly don't know the streets of Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia. I'm sorry. New Jersey. Yeah. Route 73 is in New Jersey. Oh,
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Aren't there a lot of massage parlors in Cincinnati too? I thought there were. I did an auto show years ago in Cincinnati for Toyota. But I never went to a massage parlor.
Just look
there,
up
so
like Magic Touch.
Oh, there you go.
Or,
That's it.
Or, what is it? Anything Magic Touch.
Well, anything that specifically says massage.
Not necessarily. Oh,
I
and
think
a dead giveaway. A dead giveaway?
Yeah.
Do you take Visa or MasterCard? No. Okay. Do you take insurance?
No.
Big no. Maybe MasterCard. Maybe, okay. Maybe. Maybe you might be legit.
Huh.
They don't take insurance of any kind.
No.
You're not going to take too much, to get what you need.
You don't want a paper trail. That's the big thing with it, yeah.
Or, the other one, prostate massage.
Oh, prostate massage?
Yeah, I've seen prostate massage.
Really?
Yep.
I've never seen that before.
And it was just, because when I was going down to Dr. Mandelbaum's, the express.
Yeah.
Had stopped, I think at Fulton or whatever it was. It was way up there. And
are we down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Fulton is south.
I know, but I get off at Wall Street.
Okay.
So, let me see. That's right where it is. Is that an MTA map?
MTA map. Okay.
I'll show you. I was. Let me see.
Of course, we can't get any closer on this.
Yeah. Jigsaw puzzle, that's why. All right, here we go. You can do that. Control plus.
All right, control plus. Plus.
All right, so yeah, I took the two or three, and they left me. Not so much.
No?
And it left me off at Christopher here.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to come down to Wall Street.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, you know, you come here.
Yeah.
Like, shit. You know, nothing was running because the guy in the front car,
yeah.
The car in front of us.
Yeah.
Something happened with him.
Okay.
So, this was going to be out.
Yeah.
So, I remember I got off on a Rector.
Yeah.
Okay. And unfortunately, I had to go up towards World Trade.
Yeah.
Well, past it and then go down just to Pearl Street. But because I hate walking past World Trade.
Yeah, I get that.
Just I walked past that old firehouse we were talking about. How small
yeah.
It was. You know, it's not there. It's there, but it's kind of just a monument now, kind of.
Yeah.
But.
Or memorial.
It's both, but.
Yeah.
It's still not going. Anyway. Yeah, so then I just walked past that. But I saw, because a lot of those stores still haven't opened, or like the one was a smoke shop, and the one next to it looked like a real poppin' kind of deli at one point.
Yeah.
And it's
not like, anymore?
No, but because it had said something like for lease, and something about dust.
Huh.
And I'm assuming that the dust from when the tower fell,
9/11,
or is probably still in there.
Oh, maybe.
And it's toxic dust.
It is.
You know, you're really going to, the city probably came in and said, okay, it's going to cost this much to clean before you even want to try to serve any food.
Yeah.
Or have any people in here. It's going to cost you, like I told you, the good dirt and the bad dirt. That building house is worse.
Well, explain to our listeners what good dirt and bad dirt.
No, it's fine.
No?
No.
Okay.
Another day.
I know they're technically.
You gotta tune in again.
There you go.
You can't blow your load all at once, honey. You know that.
And I know you know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's it?
That's it?
Was that it for the day, or?
Well, I think I've got just a moment. I've got, well, this is another one.
Another what?
For anybody looking to maybe adopt a pet from somewhere. I saw a great article a few days ago, and it's actually about a little dog named Trixie that was found outside of the Harbor Humane Society. Now, Harbor Humane Society is in West Olive, Michigan. And it's this adorable dog that's available for adoption.
Where?
It's West Olive, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
West Olive, Michigan. That's where specifically it is. Harbor Humane Society. I've got the phone number for them coming up. Okay. Of course, they've got other dogs and cats, too. Because, again, it's Harbor Humane. It's a humane society. There are other pets to adopt. But they found her. She's a 3 to 4-year-old dog. They're not sure because the person who left her there didn't leave any details. But they found her tied to one of their signs that said, do not abandon an animal here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do not abandon an animal here. She was tied to one of those signs. They had more than one of those signs, one in the front of the building, one in the back. She was tied to the one in the back. And the sign also says, wait until business hours. No fee for bringing an animal to HHS.
Some people are embarrassed.
They are.
They can't
but
afford to
no fee. No fee for bringing an animal to HHS. For the sake of the animal, please be humane. Yeah, some people are embarrassed, but still, they say that she was scared, and she barked. But then once the rescuer got down and spent a little bit of time with her, this little dog realized she was safe and curled up in her lap. Now, based on a camera that they had out there, they saw that she'd been tied to the sign around 9 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. A. Oh,
Mr.
Terrible.
A, my dog passed away last Friday. Lost his fight with diabetes. I'm so sorry, Mr. A.
Oh, man.
Sending you so much love.
Yeah.
That is so terrible.
Why don't you want us to find you? No, I'm not Busted Balls, but
yeah.
Actually, have you been in touch with Humble Dog?
Yes.
Because he can find you a really good dog.
Absolutely. And I know Harbor Humane Society is nowhere near where you live,
no,
but there are lots of other wonderful places to get a new dog from.
Has so many connections.
Yes.
And again, I don't know if you heard the podcast. This is a test from you, Mr. A. See how loyal a listener he is.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, but Humble Dog had said that if you, quote unquote, foster a dog.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to pay for food. You don't have to pay for
pet services. Yeah, exactly.
Anything. As opposed to a, quote unquote, adopting one.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you have to, if you foster it, if it could only be, okay, well, every 3 months you have to go through the process, bring it back, redo the paperwork, take it back again. I don't know if it's that or not, but
yeah.
Man, my heart.
And Mr. A said, thanks, but I don't want another.
Yeah, but you know what?
I understand that. Yeah.
I do understand that, but, you know, if you have that much love to give one.
Yeah.
And then again, it must be a, I don't even want to think that, you know, I'm so paranoid with our little man.
Yeah.
What's up, Kartik?
Thanks for joining us, Kartik. But yeah, it's something. I had a Jack Russell Terrier for just over 14 years.
It's the best name, Smudgepot.
Smudgepot, it's true. And he was the best little dog. I loved him so much. And when he died, I was devastated. Never wanted to go through that again. I just can't do it. I can't do it. And then, actually, one thing Tim had suggested again a few years ago, a little more than, it would have been like 6.5 years ago, I think, maybe at this point. He'd said, oh, well, let's take a look at cats. And I thought, well sure, because this could be
something. I'm going to look at cats.
Yeah, and I said, okay, I'll come with you. And it's something, just how quickly we fell in love with Major Buttons. And I feel
I told her, I said,
yeah.
You know, we might not find one today.
Yes.
But
he
didn't
say that.
That's, you know what? Whatever. And then the lady took her to the left. Yeah, I'm going with you guys. I'm going my own way.
Yeah.
So I was telling you, and I started petting this other cat. I was like a year or two old. Entirely black cat. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And all the way to the end to figure I'll just do the whole turnaround. And I see him. I stick my hand in there. And he just put, I stuck my hand in. And I've been in jail before. Everybody knows that. But
yeah.
He put his hand in and went,
his whole head.
Dude, get me out of here. Yeah. So he was missing a leg. I'm like, dude, don't worry. You're coming with me.
Yep.
I know what it's like being behind them bars.
Exactly.
So, Kartik, that's what I put in there. If you want to watch us on Facebook Live, that would be the place to go. Timmy Boyd Comedy Podcast.
Because we'll be on live on the video for at least a few more minutes, I would say.
Well, live, but he could always become a fan and we'll post it anyway.
It's true.
Just for him, though.
Yeah. But
if he appreciates it.
Yeah. If you do, if you like, it's Kartik.
Right.
But no, it's something, though. It's one thing I completely understand. How I'm so sorry for your loss, Mr. A. It's something
it's something
a devastation. Yeah.
But
for what it's worth, it's one thing. I mean, we loved right off the bat. We love Major Buttons. He's the cutest little thing. He's so sweet and could tell how much he loved us right off the bat. But then I started noticing how much he behaved. I swear to God, Major Buttons is Smudgepot come back to life as a cat. His behaviors are like, for one thing, let me tell you, Smudgepot, one thing that he did, he was a Jack Russell Terrier, the cutest little dog, and he was actually a puppy that was abandoned on a roadside. He wasn't from a pound, he wasn't from a pet store, anything like that. He was a puppy abandoned on the roadside that actually a family friend had found him and had connected us to him. That's when my family had taken him in. One thing that he absolutely loved to do, my parents garden in their backyard. My sister does too. And part of that is for gardening, they have watering cans, you know, plastic watering cans. You fill up with water and you can water the flowers, water the plants back there. Well, there is one of their watering cans was sitting on the sidewalk in the backyard.
Yancy,
thanks for joining us. Good to see you.
Yeah, well, I was saying, if you go to Facebook Live and go to Timmy Boy Comedy Podcast, you can see us live.
Yep, we're doing a live video of the episode right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, but anyways, what I was saying is that there is one of their watering cans. Yeah, Yancy, the governor says, ooh, faces. Exactly, our faces.
You don't want to see my face.
Oh, that's not true. You have a handsome face, baby. But yeah, but one of their watering cans was empty. The plastic watering can was empty in the backyard sitting on the sidewalk. And this little Jack Russell Terrier, he walks up to it, sniffs it. Then turns his head, grabs a hold of the side handle with his mouth, and starts dragging it up and down the sidewalk. And this became one of his new favorite toys. So the whole thing, like one of these plastic watering bins, we would always leave empty, and he would just drag it up and down the sidewalk. And over the years, again, we had him for a little more than 14 years, he would do this. So there's only half a plastic watering can left. He loved dragging the plastic up and down the sidewalk and be the funniest thing in the world. Well, when we got the little man a watering fountain, because we had seen that, well, cats are notorious for not drinking enough water. So a good way to get them to drink water is either to leave a faucet on low at all points in time, or you can get them a watering fountain. So Tim had ordered his first watering fountain for him. So we had this watering fountain dismantled in our old apartment in the dining room. Hadn't put it together, no water in it yet. And the little one walks up to it and is sniffing. And Tim had left the room for something. And he walks up to the bin where you put the water in. And he sniffs it. Then he looks up at me. And I said, yeah, little man, that's going to be for you. That's going to be your watering fountain. And he gives me this look. I can't explain what it was. But it was this specific look that was different than usual. Then he grabbed a hold of that watering bin and started dragging it around the dining room. As soon as he did that, I said, oh, my God, I know who you are. I know who you are. Welcome back, baby. So it's something. So I'm hoping. I'm so sorry.
Didn't like men.
Well, yeah, he didn't. Yeah, Smudgepot was scared of teenage boys.
Right,
he was. Now, little man, of course, is very happy with his daddy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something. So just seeing that again. So sorry for your loss, Mr. A. We're hoping your dog shows a way of coming back to you one way or another.
Yeah.
In another
but again,
form.
It's I know it sounds corny and everything, but and it might be too soon for sure, but if you had that love in your heart once, and part of that what's not there is that overflowing of love to give to something.
Yeah.
And if you just like me, I do want to get a dog. I do. But first, they said that we couldn't get another pet with him.
No.
And second of all, even if we could, the way my work schedule is, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Plus, even if I had off a week to get up religiously at the same time every morning, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And every night, and it just, that's a commitment that I can't do for 20 years or 15 years.
Yeah.
But I would want to if it wasn't for the cat. But even if you go to a pound, or it'll come to you that you'll hear about a dog in need.
Yeah.
And look at the, here's a picture of the dog too. Cutie.
Yeah. What a cutie pie.
I wonder what his name was. What was his name? A nice smile.
Yeah. Well, thanks for liking the show, Kartik.
And it's funny you say that. That was Blue.
May Blue rest in peace.
I had a great smile.
Yeah, what a cutie.
Hoping
Blue comes back to you in another way and soon.
Yeah.
Sure. But the whole thing again, grief is having so much love and nowhere to give it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's I know that's what I said.
Pick, yeah.
That's what I said. Look at him. He's
such a cutie.
Yeah, I think that's part of the grieving process. You had say love like this and now it's gone down all that way. It's just like, so what do you how do you get those reserves back up?
Yeah.
And you know, no one can replace the dog you had, but I'm sure you've had pets prior to Blue. So again, all I'm saying is just keep your mind and heart open.
Yeah.
To hearing about maybe someone, you hear all kinds of stories at the pound. Like, oh, yeah, this one, he's 15 years old or however old. And his owner died and has nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I just want to give him you kind of know what you signed up for. like, you know what, I want to give this dog at least another year with
Yeah. Mr. A says, we're having him cremated and we'll have him forever. There you go, Mr. A.
Your memories you'll have forever.
That too.
You know, and the joy. Mm. Hey, Yancey, he's here.
Thanks for joining us on there, Yancey.
Yeah. And I always tell Joel that, like, it's so funny how that little cat brings so much joy.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
And Joel had said to me that, like, yeah, we were happy, you know, before.
We were.
Him, very happy. But after we got him, it's like, kind of like that's when I remember our relationship, like, and how
just
fun
even
it was.
More. And it's
but
still
yeah.
fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun that he's actually curled up right now. You can't see, but back here, I know Yancey, you can see this where my arm's pointing to. My backpack is back. It's actually behind Tim back there, and the little one is snuggled up against my backpack because it's actually his backpack. Just like everything in here, this is his kingdom. We're here. We live here because of him. Not New York specifically, but we live in this apartment because of him, because this is his kingdom and he's the little prince. Yeah. You're our little prince, aren't you, baby? Nothing. He's sleeping against my backpack. But funny. I was telling people before, if you want to, if you're in Michigan and you're looking to maybe adopt a dog or cat or any pet for that matter, mind you, yes, look at the Harbor Humane Society. But yeah, because this, she's a cutie. She's 3 to 4 years old. And they said they could see that she had been tied to the sign around 9 p.m. and she wasn't found until staff or employees from Harbor Humane Society got there at 7:30 a.m.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. So she was tied there for more than 11 hours. Well, like about 11 hours, 10 and a half hours.
Yeah. And not to change, well, it kind of changed gears a little bit.
Yeah.
But type that in, H-Y-M-T-F.
H-Y-M-T-F.
You got to get in there first.
Okay, well, I didn't see it was not on there yet. Just a second. H-Y-M-T-F.
I'm typing this in now. H-Y-M-T-F.
Yes.
That's Hyundai Motor Company.
Yeah.
You know, Hyundai the cars.
Yeah.
Again, so that Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
They retired Atlas, that robot
yeah.
Atlas.
The humanoid robot. The
humanoid robot. But they're... coming out with Atlas's new one.
Oh, like
that's
a...
going to be for the home.
Wow.
It's called be offered for working in factories, and then there's the market for ones for the home.
How about that?
So that's what they're going to. When they said that they stopped making the ones that. Dogs running around and stuff like that. They kind of did, but they're going to up their game with the whole...
They've updated. Game. That's it. They're still going to produce them, but they're going to produce them updated versions, better versions. Basically.
Right. They're going to get, like, all right, we're getting our shit together now. Just like I said about Ehang.
Yeah.
E-H-A-N-G.
Yeah.
Put that
I'll
in
type
there.
That in. All right.
Yeah. And Joby. J-O-B-Y. Those are the flying cars.
Yeah.
You know.
Which exist.
Check those stocks out. And those three things, I think.
And check out the companies.
Those three companies. Oh,
thanks for liking the show again, Kartik.
That one stock, I'm up like almost 200%.
Good for you.
But no, but it's like, I don't really trust it because it's a biotech stock.
Yeah, I get that.
Tell you about biotech stocks. I've lost my shirt in them.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I didn't.
There you go. That's why, again, look at those MACD charts.
Yeah, but it does tell you everything. All it takes
it's
is
true.
One bad. Well, like MindMed, again, MNMD, if you type that in,
MNMD.
If you look at that up, I have to get back to exchange effort currency work, but I wanted to say, hey, have a good one, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining us on here, Yancey.
Work currency work.
Exchange expert, get it. Get yours. Make your money.
MD. Yeah, that's
And you have a good one too, and make that money.
MindMed. That's actually the guy, one of the guys from Uber started the company. They're that's LSD.
Yeah.
And they're treating
their
depression,
version of it.
Right.
Yeah.
To where they only need
yeah.
like, to take once or twice a year, as opposed to taking like these drugs that have people kill themselves because you have to take every day.
Yeah.
So
it's very exactly. The levels of effectiveness, again, vary case by case. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, yeah, exactly.
Right. So that one I did really good on so far.
Nice.
And RNA is a ticker symbol for that.
That's another one.
Right. MNMD I did.
Yep,
oh, Blade, BLDE.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's they're a helicopter company, but they're right here. They transport executives and like.
And for what it's worth, if you don't know what we mean by right here, we live in New York City. We live
right,
in Manhattan.
Literally, but they're
right
like
down
a few
the
blocks away.
Yeah.
We're right on the water.
Yeah. And we're right off the Hudson River.
If they were giving my heart away, it would be on a plane or a helicopter at Blade.
Yeah.
And they would take it to where we need to go.
Which is cool.
Not if you're me.
Well, it's true. Or not if you're me either.
Sure.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think that Blade, because with Joby, Ehang, you know, all these flying car stocks, where they go from point A to point B, they need to start somewhere and land somewhere.
Yeah.
So they need land. They don't need much of it because they're like drones. They can go straight up. They're like what are those jets? Harrier jets that would go straight up.
Yeah. They don't need a runway.
Right.
Yeah.
But they do need some room. Blade has that little bit of room like a helicopter.
Okay.
So I think the Blade actually might get in bed with some of those companies, and that's why it might be going up.
Maybe. That's a possibility.
But yeah, that VT, that's the one that's 176% with it.
Okay.
But again, I only got one share of it, but I don't know why. I'm not playing anymore because it just,
there you go. And for what it's worth, we're not brokers. We're not financial advisors.
No,
Tim's just saying what he's invested in.
Right, but it's just what I think.
Oh, and Kartik said, is New York is really beautiful? I showed in movies. Yeah, this is a beautiful city. At least, I don't know, I think
so. It depends where you look.
Yeah. I mean, I love this city.
Where are you from, Kartik?
Yeah, I love this city so much. But yeah, where's home for you?
You know, it's all relative.
It's true.
You know what? If you're on our Facebook, live, I'll show you what our view is out of our window.
Oh, there you go.
How was that? Let me do a switcheroo. How do I do that?
Yeah, I think just have it be the same direction to show.
Mm-hmm. Right there. And it's kind of cloudy out. But that's the view from our window. If you can see, that's how close to the river we are.
Yeah, that's the Hudson River.
Yeah, that, if you see the end of the street there, there's that part of the river and then that sidewalk to the right. To the right of that is the USS Intrepid. It's those three water things on top of that roof are blocking it. But when we do a podcast at night, you should see what this looks like at night.
Yeah.
So
it looks
like a disco ball.
It looks really cool.
And stuff, but
like you see these lights everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something. I know Tim's lived here, well, lived in New York City for a year longer than I have. I've lived here for, actually, Monday was my 16-year anniversary moving here.
Right.
And it's still something, I never get over it. I still love it here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, I think it's absolutely gorgeous here. But this is a place that it either gets in your blood or it doesn't. That's it. You may get here, like, oh, usually we hear, like, oh, it's nice to visit, I could never live here. That's usually, but then there are those of us who get here like, yeah, I don't want to live anyplace else. But someday, of course, when it gets cold, we need to get someplace warm for Panda.
Hells yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for liking the show, Cardi.
Yeah, thanks
again,
Cardi.
Where are you from? He didn't say, but thank you for liking the show. He probably can't type or whatever. But if you go to Facebook, if you have Facebook, because I didn't like Facebook. Still don't like Facebook.
I know. I can understand that.
But from India,
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Okay.
Oh, okay. See, I've heard the same thing about Pakistan. There's some places in Pakistan that's beautiful. Some aren't. Just like here in New York. Like there's the five boroughs.
Yeah.
The Bronx, that's just, that's Little Columbia. That's, yeah, that's.
But depends on where you're at. Like the Bronx, there are areas there, it's very wealthy suburbia.
That's very rare, though.
I mean, well, Bronx is
like,
huge.
When you
on
hit a red
at.
Light, you don't yeah. stop.
Well, depending on the neighborhood you're in.
That's most neighborhoods in the Bronx. I knew that one cop, the detective. Actually, no, he was a plain coat. No, he was a uniform.
Okay.
Dude was a fucking wall of a
yeah.
guy. Young dude.
Okay.
He knew fucking karate. He knew fucking everything. He could fucking, he was one of the best boxers. And he, that was his beat up in the Bronx.
Okay.
And he was Latino.
Yeah.
He goes, I fucking hate it. He goes,
really?
He goes, these people are fucking animals.
Wow.
He goes, I shouldn't say that to Mike.
Yeah.
But they're fucking animals. Wow. And he goes everywhere. He goes, they don't give a shit. They'll fucking shoot me as soon as they fucking.
Yes, wow.
Take
it's
my fucking
sad.
Sneakers as before I hit the fucking ground.
So bad. But again, not.
I don't know.
The,
I've never been to Dubai.
The Bronx
to
is
Dubai.
Like that.
I'd love to be, or I'd love to go to Dubai.
Yeah, I hear it's
and
gorgeous.
Andrea Rossi.
Thanks for joining us, Andrea Rossi. But yeah, I've heard it's
they can
gorgeous.
Go, Andrea can go to Facebook Live and go to Timmy Boyd Podcast.
Oh,
Facebook
yeah.
Facebook Live.
You can see us actually doing the
yeah.
podcast live right now.
Yeah. If she would like or he would like.
Yeah.
I don't know what
but
Andrea.
Yeah. Here Dubai is gorgeous, and I can't get over the amount of flooding Dubai is having at the moment. I said at the beginning of the episode, a year's worth of rain in 12 hours. That's a lot.
Hey, Kartik, do you have any, I'm sure you have some friends in other parts of India. For example, if what's another part of India where your friend is from? A friend that you like to make fun of and laugh with, and where do they live? Like, what's the name of that town?
I'm just going to think Goa and New Delhi, but that's also coming from an outsider myself.
Okay. So, but I'm just setting them up for a joke.
Oh, okay.
So what you can tell them, and I don't know if this translates, but let's just say his name is Joe. You say, hey, Joe, I was out with this girl the other night. And she told me, hey, kiss me where it smells. So I took her to New Delhi.
Oh,
because he lives in New
so
Delhi,
bad.
You know, and all.
So bad.
You see, and that would be, because I live in the States, I grew up in New Jersey. That would be, there's certain little towns in New Jersey, like Bound Brook. It's kind of very low, whatever. It's a nice little town.
Yeah.
A lot of strip clubs, but.
Does it smell
that
bad?
Would be, no, it's just a joke to be like,
okay.
Hey, you know, your mom told me to kiss her where it smells. So I go over to Bound Brook.
So bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that translates, but he could get it to translate. He's a smart dude.
I would think
and
so.
With that said, we got to go.
We do. But thanks for joining us,
yes.
Kartik.
And Mr. A.
Yes. Yeah,
and Mama.
Sending you so much love, Mr.
And
A.
Everybody
everything.
Else.
Yeah. And Mama. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And Yancey, the governor.
Yes, Yancey.
But we will be back on again, not tomorrow. Yeah, but maybe Friday.
Yes.
All right. Friday. You want to aim for 3 o'clock on Friday?
Sure.
All right. We'll see everybody on Friday at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Later.
Bye.
Bye.